What's an excuse you hear that immediately, true or not, makes you skeptical? Let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610. It's our question of the day, and it's because Isaac Paredes won't be going to the All-Star game this week. Said because of family matters.
Yeah, man. I believe him.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Make you a little skeptical, though?
What, like, in the believability, and first of all, I wouldn't blame him, and I don't blame him, and I couldn't blame him, nor would I want to blame him if he's just like, hey, I want to go back to Mexico, mm-hmm. hang out with some family. You know, he's been carrying a lot of weight on his shoulders. Just chill, unplug. Hell, we all do that.
Yeah.
You know, I did it week before last. You know, Reggie did it last week.
Yeah.
By the way, Reggie will be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We all like to just unplug sometimes. So I don't blame him. But what percentage of family matters do you think is, if you had to put a percentage on it, is actually the case?
Ooh, good question. I would say,
because there was a little part of me that was like, hey, I don't blame you, buddy. Just go have fun.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking, too, because I felt like he got snubbed at one point.
Twice.
Yeah. So now y'all want me to be in because these other guys are taking off?
Oh, I didn't go there. Yeah.
So I'm like, nah, I ain't about to do that.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Like, y'all ain't about to give me no third place trophy because the other people didn't want it.
Yeah, there was a pitcher on the Phillies who did the same thing, who, you know, was like third option. He was like, nah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I was actually voted in. Mm-hmm. And so he turned them down. How often does somebody truly have I don't know, maybe, or family matters? Maybe I'd put it at 50-50. Maybe it's a coin flip. Maybe half the
but
time.
But see, that can mean
that.
Anything, though.
Yeah, like, that's the thing.
Unplugging could be a family matter.
Yeah, like family matter could be a...
Going to Cabo could be a family matter.
It could be hanging out with the family. Yeah. It could be, you know, my kid is sick.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Yeah, it could be my in-laws. Yeah. It could be something with my in-laws that I have no real connection to, but that's a family matter.
Yeah. It's true. I think that's the best type of, like, excuse, though, is those very vague ones, so you can't get trapped in a lie.
Yeah.
And you could say, like, hey, it is a family matter.
I'm not lying.
My favorite one to use is personal, a personal matter.
A personal matter. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Nobody can say, because it's, first of all, it's rude. It's like, well, what is it? You know, no, nobody's going to say
it. It's personal.
It's a personal matter.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that could be at play here, and then I'll give you some of mine where I kind of go, maybe not. He might have, after he was snubbed the first time and then snubbed the second time, he might have booked a trip
it's
to Cabo.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to cancel that now, you know?
Probably.
You know?
That might be the most likely one is, he's like, oh, I didn't get voted to the All-Star game? All right, I'll take the time off.
So last minute, too.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, I already had plans. Yeah. And I think it also speaks to, like we were saying earlier, that, yeah, it's kind of a good time for a break for these Astros. And then Paredes is a good example of a guy who's had a good year, but even he's like, yeah, you know what? Let me just take a few days off.
Yeah.
Regroup. All right, so what are some other ones, though, that you're skeptical about?
The ones, and Figgy's going to laugh because I've used them on Figgy before.
Oh, man, you're tipping your hand now.
But I will say, sometimes it's absolutely 100% true. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not. Oh, I got a thing. I got a thing I got to do. And that's kind of in the same vein. Although people do ask, what is it sometimes? It's not like a personal matter, but it's kind of hard to say, well, if you're booked, you're booked.
Yeah.
You know, you're booked, you're booked.
Yeah. or especially us being in this business, I got to go to an event.
Yeah, that's
or
it. Yeah,
I got a work thing or something outside the actual work.
Yeah.
I got to do something for a client, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. I'm always intentionally vague along the same lines. Like if I always say, like, something came up. And people usually don't ask questions like, oh, what came up? You know, so that's usually that's
something came up is pretty weak, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably know I'm lying, but that's usually my go to. Sorry. Something came up. Can't make
something it. Something came up.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of my go tos. And I feel bad for doing this. But if somebody called me or text me, I ain't talked to in a long. Oh, I was just thinking about you. I was just about to call you, man. Hey, I was just about to call you, man. I got a little tired of
just right now.
I wasn't about to call this, brother.
The one I use, and again, the majority of time was true, but not always, is when Gibson was alive. Oh, man, Gibson's been in the house for 6 hours. I got to let Gibson out.
It's a good one.
That's the perfect one.
I got to let Gibson out.
That's a good one.
You don't want crap all over your house.
Yeah. Like the dog at the house. I got to let him out.
It's a good one. Similarly, I always hear from new parents that they say, like, the best part is I can use my kid to get out of anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Kids is the go-to. oh, they're just, they've just been, you know, they got a little sniffle or anything, you know,
make
like,
up anything.
Oh, they're just really, they haven't slept all day, you know, something like that. That's a good one. I kind of feel like I can out Mark Vandermeer now. I don't know if he appreciates it or not. Because I think there is plausible deniability here. I don't know if he's ever actually used this excuse, but a long time ago he was telling me, he goes, I got it. You know how Mark is. I got it. I'll help you out. I'll get you taken care of. Don't just say car trouble or flat tire. What his recommendation was, now again, I don't know if he's ever used it. I don't know if he has used it. Say you got a flat tire, and then once you get there, rub your hands on the tire a little bit to get all that tire smudge on your hand. Like, see, I was actually changing a tire. See, look at my hands.
Yeah.
I got to go wash my hands.
That's pretty good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Somebody did say that on the text line, too, was the flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that you're not really buying these days.
Yeah.
If you rub your hands on the tire and they're dirty.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You're welcome, Texas.
I think you're better off saying I had car trouble.
Yeah.
Because car trouble could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a dead battery.
Yes. Yes.
And you have no clue what it is. You could just say, I'm having car trouble.
Don't you wish that you could be, and I'm not that person, and I think most people are not that person, but don't you you wish you could just be that person that says, no.
Oh man, I wish. I wish.
Yeah,
oh,
like Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. He just doesn't care. He says however he feels. Or, you know, absolutely. I know. Yeah. Instead, you have to come up with these lame excuses.
Yeah, I get so upset when I help people and don't want to do it, but I do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then when I ask for help from that same person, they just say no.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
I wish I had that in me. Hey, man, we're going to go to blah, blah, blah after the show, and we really hope you can come or whatever. I wish I could just say, no.
Nah, I don't feel like it, man.
Not feeling it today.
Yeah, that's the dream. I mean, again, going back to Curb It, Larry, he's a millionaire. So, like, the dream is to get to that position solely for that purpose.
Yes.
That you don't have to worry about, like, how your image or, you know, brown-nosing anymore. You could just be you. Because you have enough money, you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
What about a popular one in Houston that everybody used? Traffic.
Traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic,
pretty, that's
man.
A pretty safe one.
It was backed up on I-10. Man.
I can tell you guys this. Probably 95 or better percent of the time, if I text you guys, and I've done this, hey, such and such happened, I'm going to be running a little late. I tell the truth on traffic. Because traffic is a sorry excuse in this city. Unless it's legitimately... This is beyond even normal traffic. I don't use traffic because everybody will roll their eyes. Of course there's traffic. You've lived in Houston for 35 freaking years. Plan for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, similarly, I love this one from the 832 because I actually dealt with this not too long ago. Somebody was supposed to come out to the to my home to do some work. I think it was just like pest control or something. Mm-hmm. And they blamed the rain for why they couldn't come, which is such a terrible excuse. But that's what 832 says. As a hospital worker who works 12-hour shifts and can't leave until we are relieved, the worst excuse is when a coworker says it's raining too hard to come to work. What are you talking about?
And see, I didn't understand. When I first moved here, I remember people saying, man, I ain't going out. It's raining.
Yeah.
I used to be like, man, what? We used to kick it in the snow.
Yeah.
It used to be a full-blown blizzard outside. We still going to the club.
Yes.
But then I kind of understood when, because it's a different type of rain here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could get some streets that flood. You get stuck.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand now when people don't want to go out when it's raining.
Again,
but
though,
I thought that was a sorry excuse, though,
I still
man.
Think it is.
You live in freaking Houston. There's going to be traffic. There's going to be rain. There's going to be high water.
That blew my mind.
Plan for it.
That blew my mind when somebody said, nah, you know, I ain't going to go because it's rain. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No rain going to stop nobody from going somewhere.
I know. We had some professional service cancel on us because, like, no, it's raining. We can't come out. Like, what are you talking about? It's rain. Get in your car and get over here. I have an appointment.
Yeah.
Somebody said, having to cut out of work at least half of the day because my air conditioning is not working right now. And my home is 96 degrees. I hope my boss believes me. So I guess that's a true excuse for
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
But do you buy somebody who says, hey, my air conditioning isn't working. I got to go home.
Yeah, see, that's...
What you trying to go home in the heat for?
Yeah. That's a dicey one.
Unless you got a dog or something there. But
and then there's the foolproof, fail-proof, there is literally nothing you can do, and you should feel guilty if you feel skeptical about it. I got to take a mental health day.
Oh, 100%.
Man. I got to take a mental health day. Because then you're just a mean person.
Yeah, exactly. I hate to be that guy, but this is the new one that everyone uses as the failsafe. And it's almost a shame because obviously there's really mental health issues out there. And I'm very empathetic and I take it seriously. So I think people take advantage of it.
Yes.
By just using this, we no one can question you.
Yeah.
And it kind of defeats the whole or it waters down when people truly have these issues. But yeah, I said it, a lot of athletes have turned to this now of like just my mental health, and you can't question them.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lame excuse. So yeah, that's one that I don't buy depending on the context.
But you feel bad not buying it.
I know. It's what
honestly, I would feel bad even using mental health day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I know some people do take it serious, but like I would feel bad because y'all probably going to look at me crazy like, man, come on now.
Yeah.
So usually like, I think mine is my go to is I'm not really feeling well.
Couldn't we take a mental health day just about every day?
Yeah, I know, right? No, you can.
Yeah,
I know. It depends on what your like limit. You know, everyone has a different how much you can handle or when you actually need a break. So
yeah,
no, that's one I've never used. Just like I've never used like death in the family or I got a funeral because of the karma. I will never use those excuses.
Yeah.
Like my aunt died. Sorry, no, because I'm not. I don't want to put that out there.
And
so.
Just know if I say traffic, it's real traffic because I won't use traffic as a lame excuse.
Bet you got something to do after the show too, huh?
Oh no, that's
you can't
true
you
sometimes.
Can't you can't hang out with us because you got something planned.
You know, I got a thing. I got a thing right after the show.
On the text line, anytime somebody is sick around a holiday, so like if you're sick on July 3rd.
100%.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I employ about 300 lifeguards. Their favorite excuse is, quote, a family emergency. Yep, similar to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Car trouble in general is one I don't believe for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you just say car trouble.
Nah, ain't nobody
now, if somebody said, man, my alternator went out or... my something like that, then it's like, all right, okay. Cool.
I go to the extreme of if I ever did have that, knock on wood, I don't. I haven't had it in a while. I'll put a post up on Twitter like, oh, man, at the mechanics, just so people know it really did happen. It really did happen.
And then the other one, the last one that I saw that I wanted to get to was, sorry, I was asleep, as they text you back 12 hours later. Yeah, the sleeping one.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a pretty quick response, it's obviously you can buy it. But when they text you like the next day, that's why I said earlier, same with Seth, like I'll give you a certain window on the text message. If you respond within like 24 hours, hey, sorry, I forgot to get back to you. Okay, that's one thing. Yeah. I've had someone text me back like 2 weeks later, just responding to my question.
What are you doing?
Yeah, come on. 2 weeks. That's outside the norm. Hey, you could keep texting those in. What's an excuse you hear that immediately makes you skeptical, whether it's true or not?
I forgot to send sin. I forgot to hit the send button.
It's still sitting right there.
Yeah. How can you believe it? Screenshot it, man.
Yeah, I don't buy it. 713-572-4610. When we come back, it's time to go around the NFL, including have the Texans changed the league moving forward? We'll get to that next in the loop.